Visa this afternoon confirmed that they are making changes in merchant criteria and changing some of the bans on those issues. It's a little unclear how much is going to be affected and how they are doing some of their definitions. Let me just throw it over to Mark Rash. Mark, you have been watching a lot of the PCI efforts. From what you can tell at this point, how significant are the changes they've announced?
Well, I would say this is more evolutionary than revolutionary, Evan. What they're doing is they're tweaking the standards based upon a lot of input from the merchants and trying to redefine both who the classes of different merchants are and what the obligations of each of those different classes are going to be.
How many retailers do you see truly being impacted by this?
I think all merchants are being impacted in one way or another. What we're seeing is a couple of things going on at the same time. First of all, they're redefining what classes you would fall in based upon the number of transactions that you process and where you stand in the distribution chain, whether you're a processor, whether you're an issuer, and that type of thing. So they're redefining where you stand and what level of security you're going to be required to do. The second thing that they're doing is they're really going to start taking more significant enforcement efforts, too, towards ensuring that merchants are really doing the things that they're required to do.
This is Paula. How do they define what a merchant is exactly? I think that question came up just before we started the call.
I mean, ultimately, there's a number of different players in the pay-by-credit-card process. And a merchant generally, there's some leeway here, but a merchant is generally a person or an entity that accepts credit cards as payment for goods or services. And anybody who does that, who essentially processes, accepts payment, is the merchant. But that's only one player in this whole field. Once the merchant takes the credit card, swipes it, and accepts payment, then that transaction goes through a third-party processor. So you've got the merchant themselves, then you've got the processor, you've got the issuer, that's the bank or financial institution that issues the card, you've got aggregators and other people too. So there's a whole bunch of players involved in the process of getting from a physical piece of plastic, credit cards, to actually clearing a transaction of money between one person and another.
One of the things that had been reported early on is that it would expose a lot of the larger merchants to more stringent validation requirements. Taking a look at what Visa, for example, announced, it appears to be shifting around, but it's not clear how more stringent validation requirements will be for any particular merchants. Any thoughts on that, anyone?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Ultimately, I think what it's doing is it's trying to refine rather than strengthen the rule. They're changing the number. The old rule was basically you were defined by what class you were in by the number of transactions that you process within a particular period of time. That remains the case, although they're tweaking the numbers, bringing them up or down in different cases. But, you know, I don't know that that's necessarily the best measure of how sophisticated a merchant you are and how much security you're going to need, the number of transactions. And one of the things you might want to look at is the dollar value of the transactions or the risk of the transactions themselves. If you do a lot of small dollar value transactions, you may be at more or less risk than a person who does a fewer number of high dollar transactions.
Greg, you'd had some takes. We talked a little bit about this before we went on the air about Visa's position is that this is only going to affect about 1,000 merchants. And, of course, if it's the 1,000 largest merchants, that certainly is a huge portion of the industry. Do you have any feel for how much of an impact this is, as a practical matter, likely to have on a lot of retailers?
And it really comes down to how they define merchants, once again. There are clearly more than 1,000 groups out there that accept credit cards that are accepting more than the 1 million transactions a year. If you're limiting that to people that simply sell products and services, whether that's a brick-and-mortar store or an online store, then that may be accurate. But there's clearly more than 1,000 retailers in that space that would be included in that.
It seems to me that the bigger impact would be on the vendors who are the various vendors across this entire chain. I can't really quite call it a value chain, but it's some kind of chain of custody, I guess, of the money, that it's really on them to improve their security, because very few retailers roll their own point of sale and credit card processing anyway.
And because the term merchant is so nebulous out there, I think it's more like an IRS announcement to the general public. Nobody really worries about it until they get a notice, because nobody knows whether or not they're really affected.
And I think that's true. I think a lot of this is going to be dependent on the willingness of the payment card industry to enforce these standards against violators and to investigate violations.
Able, you know, I've done a lot of payment systems research, and one of the and Visa has been a client. These guys, the key is obviously they're not going to lose money, so they play around with these groups in order to, you know, to set things up and make sure that their revenue streams are appropriate, but they will start incentivizing retailers to get more security implemented, whether it's at the point of sale or whether it's in their networks, et cetera, that bring the transactions to them. And this may be the start of some of that, like we saw with, you know, what happened over in the UK and Europe, too.